Gordy and Maz. The Hit
Breakfast Show. Oh, yes. How good's a Friday podcast heading into the weekend?
Hey, Pod Squad. There's an official rating for today's podcast. It's A for awesome. Some of the stuff that we tackle, oh my gosh, it's going to blow your flipping mind.
Jeez, I hope someone leaves that as a podcast review. A plus for awesome.
A plus for awesome.
Get on that, please.
One of your mates, Gordy.
Oh, don't say too much, Maz.
Will remain A for anonymous.
Yeah, they've asked to be kept on the down low to the point where I've had to change their voice for what they've admitted to.
This person is doing something, and I was like, that's really gross, and no one else is doing that. But then turns out there's a whole chunk of people just behaving badly as well.
Yeah, when I found out about it, I could not believe it. So we called this person.
Your mate.
My mate.
Not my mate.
They admitted to it. Their voice is disguised. It's coming up in the podcast. You'll either be on board or you'll be absolutely disgusted.
I mean, like,
I couldn't believe the amount of people that called for it, to be honest.
I don't want to shame everyone, but you're all disgusting.
Yeah, crook. It's coming up very soon in the podcast.
And then, what about this? What about people who are accidentally alerting the authorities? Like, sometimes it happens. Sometimes you push a button that you weren't meant to. Turns out it's the panic button at Tom Cruise's house and five cop cars rock up. It happens.
Yeah, little thing we didn't get to in the show, but I'll do it just very quickly here for the podcast. And I think you had one as well we didn't get to because we're a little short for time. But I used to work at a basketball stadium.
Yeah.
Umpiring basketball when I was like 12 or 13 years old. And they'd have the fire doors all around the basketball stadium over four courts. And if one person triggered the door, they'd send the fire brigade down. They'd have to turn it off.
Because it's automated, right? Like you open that emergency fire door.
Yeah.
And then boom.
They come down.
Fire brigade. And what? Kids are just rocking around.
At a basketball stadium, it happened every night we were down there. Some kid would push the door and the fire brigade would have to come down. So it's a regular thing.
So annoying.
What was yours?
Well, mine was like fully unintentional, but really not a great moment in my life. This is a bit of a big story, but in my past relationship, I lived in an apartment complex, and the people who lived underneath us, we became really good friends with, and we thought one night after a few soda waters that we would go and cut the power to their apartment. I don't know why. Oh, now that I'm telling this story, I don't know. We're like, oh, lols, Brucey.
Call their phone like the Scream movies.
Brucey,
and,
he'll be hilarious. So we went down to the fuse box, like, which is just on the floor below, cut the power, ran back up the fire stairs. And my partner at the time, I don't know why, he grabbed the fire extinguisher off the wall, I think, in case Bruce came out and he was going to, like, point the fire extinguisher and be like, ha-ha, got ya, kind of thing. But that actually set off an alarm in the building. The entire building had to evacuate and the fire brigade rocked up because it was like a similar thing,
yeah,
like an alarm
sense.
That alerted the fire brigade. And so then we had to explain to our entire building of neighbours.
That's a tough one to explain.
Just doing the law.
Yeah, just having a laugh, guys. We just thought we'd cut the power to
not
the...
funny. Oh, had to pay a pretty massive fine,
how much?
Too. I think it was like $700. The call-out fee. Not worth it.
Well, look,
absolutely not worth it.
You had some rippers today as well.
Funny story, though.
We're going to get to on today's podcast. Have a great one and have a great weekend.
Getcha.
Okay. Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
All right, Scrabble nerds, you're not allowed to use offensive words on your Scrabble board anymore. So this is a directive from actual Scrabble HQ over in America, who have now officially said, so this is Hasbro, who are the makers of Scrabble. In Scrabble tournaments now, there's a whole lot of words that you're not allowed to get any points for. Now, most of them are really rude, offensive words. So think of all of the offensive words that you may use.
Yeah, not even borderline swear words. These are the flat
like
out.
All of the F's and the C's and the N's,
all
of that stuff. It is not on, on the Scrabble board anymore.
I'm surprised they were accepted at tournaments when.
Well,
like, when
look,
was that accepted at a tournament?
Know. This is what I think has happened, is I think that Scrabble was invented and we all started playing Scrabble, and then there's Scrabble tournaments, and then all of a sudden, like, our vocab has just evolved into this, you know, casual racism and just borderline offensive. The way that some people are just casually brutal with each other in regular conversation has made its way onto the Scrabble board. And I think it's gotten to a point now where they're like, you know what? We're just going to make a rule about this to say no naughty words on the Scrabble board. Let's keep the Scrabble board a sacred place.
Yeah, but offensive or not, aren't words just words? And isn't that what Scrabble is? You get the words down,
look,
you win.
I am not even going to answer that question because I feel like it's a huge topic. I think that this is up to Scrabble to go, these are the rules of the game, and this is how we would like people to play the game.
All right. Well, look, not my finest hour, but when I played Scrabble, there's me, there's my wife, Jamie, and my nan. Now, this is my cool nan in Byron Bay. Okay.
So
she's living in Byron. We're playing Scrabs. We're having a couple of
Scrabs.
We're having a couple. That's right. Yeah, we're playing Scrabs.
That's offensive to the game of Scrabble is to call it Scrabs
or no. Shorten the word in a word game.
You cannot use the word Scrabs in Scrabble.
We're playing Scrabs in Byron and we're having a couple of soda waters and we get towards the end of the game and I look down at my words and what do I see?
I don't know.
The C-bomb.
Are you serious?
Spelt out in front of me. This is a true story. Not making this up. Not fabricating. I look down. I see the C-bomb word. We're all adults here, so we're all good, right? And it's on my board. It's on my personal board. And I have an opportunity. I couldn't believe this moment. I had an opportunity to win the game. Not just get the name. Not just get the word on the board, but to win on the word. And I said to Jamie, I went, look. I showed Jamie and she started laughing. I said, can I do this in front of my nan or not? And she said, absolutely not. She said, you can't do this. But I had to take my opportunity,
Matt. Are you joking? You put down the C-bomb on the Scrabble board.
I went,
we know how to spell it.
I went.
And what did your nan say?
She pretended, I feel, that she didn't know what it was. She was like, what's that?
Is that a social that media word? Platform, Daniel?
Yeah. And I was just, I can't remember my explanation for the word because I think I was laughing too hard at the time and I was celebrating the win and Jamie was mortified and Nan was trying to work it out I just ran with it.
Can I ask,
still talk about it to this day between the three of us, myself, Nan, and Jamie.
It's a very gutsy move.
It was gutsy.
By you.
I did it.
And so now, because of the new rules of Scrabble, you wouldn't be able to do that. But how many points do you get for a C-bomb on the Scrabble board? Do you remember?
Good question.
I mean, that's where my brain went straight to.
Well, I'm not sure of the exact amount of points.
I mean, we know how to spell it, so I'm sure we can all figure it out.
We have a segment we do called Am I the Only One? Mm. And do we have a cracker for you today? Am I the only one?
This person, we've got to be really careful how we talk about this.
Anonymous, they're nameless, this person.
Yeah, this person has requested we don't name and shame, but we are just going to shame their behaviour.
It is someone that I know. It is a mate, but...
Don't say too much more, though.
I can't. No.
Just an acquaintance of yours.
Yes. Now, I found out some information about this person that I had to find out for myself, and I will sit here and say right now, I legitimately think they will be the only one, but that's the point of this segment. There might be more out there on 131060, and don't be ashamed if this is you.
So if you're engaging in similar behaviour to this very loose acquaintance of Gaundy's. Mm. 131060, we'd love to hear from you.
So we've got some audio to play here. We called this anonymous person who shall remain nameless. We've had to change their voice as well.
So
the voice is being disguised here, but this is real. So
I think that they were exposing a government secret or something, the amount of hoops we've had to jump through to get this to you.
That's
on
right.
The air.
Yeah.
It's worth it, though, because, my Lord, this person is doing something odd.
We've been sitting on this for a couple of days. I finally got the approval to play it.
This person's been sitting on it.
You're about to find out what it is when we play this audio, and then we want to know if you or anyone you know does it on 131060. Here is the audio that we're finally allowed to play. I'm going to ask you the question and all I need is an honest answer from your end, and I'll explain where I heard it, but just can you... promise me that you'll answer it truthfully.
Well, I'm a pretty honest guy, you know that. Sometimes a little bit too honest, but I'll do my best.
Okay. That's good to know. Here's my question for you. Here it is. Answer this honestly. Do you drink coffee while sitting on the toilet?
I know where you've heard this. And if I'm going to be brutally honest, and I think there'd be some other men out there that agree with me, I would have to say at times, yes.
No.
Hang on. So you're doing your business and you will sit there and drink a coffee?
Only every now and then.
Oh. As a special treat.
It's a weird one. They were dobbed in by someone who also shall remain nameless, and we put that phone call in to find out if it was true. And
it's true.
I could not believe that it was true. Who is eating or drinking on the toilet? Sarah in Port Macquarie. Good morning.
Hello, guys.
Hey, Sez, what's going on in your bathroom, babe?
Oh, look, it gets freaking boring on the bathroom every morning. So, you know, you get your Facebook out, you get your coffee, and you sit there and... you know, at least you're doing something.
Facebook and a flat white.
And if you don't admit it, it's like I said, it's like peeing in the pool. Everyone does it, but no one admits it.
Hey, I can admit I have peed in a pool, but yeah, I've never...
Everyone has.
I've never sipped a coffee in the toilet.
I really don't think I've ever consumed a beverage or a food item whilst engaging in urination or otherwise.
Are you a mother? Because mothers do it all the time.
I am. I have a 2-year-old. But...
and they knock at the door. Let me in. Go away. It's my own time.
Even then, though, I feel like I can wait to sip my coffee when I get out or before I go in. But Sarah,
thanks for admitting to it. I love your honesty. I think that's... you do you, babe. That's great.
Another lady here, Hayley, on the Central Coast. Morning, Hales.
Morning.
Hayley.
Talk to us.
Come on, babe. What's going on?
Your friend had the right idea. I'm regretting giving my real name.
Yeah.
And I've realised it is pretty disgusting.
You're braver than he is.
I've never got into radio for anything, and here I am for this.
Great.
But, like nearly every morning, I'm a big chocolate milk fan. I, like, drink 2 litres of it every day. And usually, when I'm on the bathroom, scrolling Facebook, going to the bathroom, my partner will bring me in, drink a chocolate milk or...
hang on, so you're served a chocolate milk while sitting on the throne.
Oh,
wow, that is luxury, isn't it?
Living the life.
Living the life. I have to ask these people, I have to ask you, Hayley, does it affect the taste at all? It must.
No.
Of course
not. Not at all. That's disgusting.
No, it's disgusting doing it in the first place.
I know. No, it is. And I caught on and I was like, why am I doing this? But yeah.
Why are you drinking chocolate milk in the first?
Oh, it just feels great for Hayley. Thank you so much, Hayley, for being so honest and giving your real name.
This is hilarious.
Stuart in Griffith on 13 1060. My mate's not the only one, Stu.
No, not.
Oof. What have you got on this?
Who do you know?
Yeah.
I got a best mate that does it. Gets up every morning, 5 o'clock, make a coffee, he's on the toilet for half an hour.
This is news to me. Why don't they just make the coffee after they get out of the toilet? Do you understand this, Stu?
I don't understand it at all, no.
So weird, guys.
I'm banging on the door saying, come on, hurry up, let me in. I need to go to the toilet. There's only one toilet in the house.
Yeah, and too busy having a relaxing time while drinking a coffee in there.
He's in there for a long time too. Maybe it's because he wants to finish his coffee.
Half an hour, we're told.
Long toilet
stop. All right,
stop.
We're going to wrap this up with an anonymous call who's called the show. They will remain nameless. So, hello, anonymous.
Hey, mate, how are you going?
Yeah, we're good.
The shame in your voice is amazing.
This is purely on a functionality thing.
Yes.
Okay. With the time we have in the morning to get ready before work and get kids ready, that is the only time that we get. So I'm all for it.
Okay, so what's your scenario? Like, which toilet are you sitting on and what are you consuming?
I'm all for the coffee on the loo with 2 kids under 3 and getting ready before school.
Yeah.
So... up, one up for the coffee boys.
And, and you're not able to reveal your profession, are you?
I work at a school.
Yes.
It is pretty... there'd be a lot of people there that would be disgusted, I just think that, or they'd admit to it. I don't know. I'm not one to ask them, but...
I can get that if that's your job and you need to sort of get a little bit of you time, maybe that is the only
go
time.
Go for a walk around the quadrangle.
Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
So the question we're asking you guys this morning, 131060, have you accidentally alerted the authorities? And we know that if you have, it's got to be an epic story. So feel free to call through. This is all inspired by a lady we all know as Kevin Bacon's wife. She has a name, Kyra Sedgwick, but you might not know her as anything other than Kevin Bacon's wife. I just did a bit of a Google. She was recently on the Drew Barrymore show. She told this epic story, which we're about to play for you. But when you Google Kevin Bacon's wife, Kyra Sedgwick's name comes up. And then you know how Google sort of has like the top things that are Googled?
The suggestions, yeah. Oh, yeah, that other people have Googled, yeah.
So the next thing is, are Kevin Bacon and Kyra Sedgwick cousins?
They're not, are they?
That's the first thing. Well, of course I had to click on that drop-down thing.
Yeah.
And it turns out that Kevin Bacon married Kyra Sedgwick, who is his ninth cousin once removed. So I think it's far enough away.
Aren't we all ninth cousins?
I don't know. But it got me in.
Like, oh yeah.
That was like I got clickbaited but not by the news.
At what point is it acceptable? I mean, first cousin no, second cousin no, third cousin?
I don't know.
Fourth? Is that sort of the ballpark?
I don't know how they even found that out. Yeah. Like they had a common great 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 auntie Robin? I don't know. It's random.
Robin Ham.
So, ninth cousin,
easy
once
one
removed.
Easy
good
one. Got one.
Ding.
Ham and bacon, cousins.
Where's the boom tick?
Oh, bang. I got more guys before nine.
Ninth cousin once removed.
Yep.
Legal, totally fine. They've been married since 1988, so they're doing something right.
That's longevity there.
But here's the thing. Kyra Sedgwick told this epic story of how she accidentally alerted the authorities at Tom Cruise's house.
And so we got invited over for dinner with, like, lots of famous people, like Demi Moore and Bruce Willis, and Nicole was there. So there was this, like, fireplace mantle, and I was looking around, and there was this little button underneath the mantle. A little button, and I was like, ooh, what's that little button? So I pressed the little button because I just thought maybe something interesting will happen.
Like the wall will turn around.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Nothing happened, and then I got a little nervous. It's like, oh, nothing happened. That doesn't seem right. So I tapped Tom on the shoulder, who was in the middle of a story, and I said, I pressed this button. And he was like, you pressed that button? And I said, yeah, I pressed that button. And he goes, that's the panic button. And so the cops came. I think there were more than like five cop cars. It was something. I didn't get invited back.
I love that Tom Cruise has a panic button.
Yes, but not in an obscure place, like just under something on the mantelpiece.
Yeah.
Like just, I guess it needs to be easily accessible because if you're in a panic, you need to find it quickly.
That's a call out for the cops though. Imagine rocking up to that place. Tom Cruise is there.
Everyone's
Demi Moore's there.
There.
Bruce Willis. Nicole Kidman.
I'll be like, the front lawn.
What is this? 131060, if you've accidentally alerted the authorities and they're out there, Maz.
We've got Hannah. Hello.
Hi.
Come on. What's your story?
Okay, so I'm a bit embarrassed about it, but when I was a kid and I got my first mobile phone, it was like a 3315 or whatever they are, and we were so excited and I was having a sleepover with my girlfriends and we were prank calling people because I had credit. And one of the girls, I can't remember who, but they were like, oh, let's prank call the police. Now, us being kids didn't think anything of it. Pranked them, hung up, and about half an hour later, I had a knock at my door.
Yes.
And we got in so much trouble because we were pranking the police.
Yeah, because you're not supposed to do that, Hannah.
Yeah. Sorry, I was in primary school, so I didn't know.
Funny story for the radio now, though. I mean, how good is it now that those things happen when you're a kid?
You would have been terrified, too. The police rocking up at your girl's friend's sleepover. Yeah. Oh.
Thank you. Thank you, Hannah. Let's go to Sammy in Port Macquarie on 131060. Sammy.
Hello.
Hey mate.
How you going?
Yeah, we're right.
Good.
Just doing a radio show. How you going?
Yeah, good, thanks.
What happened? You alerted the authorities accidentally?
Yes, I did, actually. I think they thought that I'd taken an animal from the zoo.
Oh, whoa. What happened?
Myself and my daughter were driving along on the highway one day and the police were coming the opposite direction. They observed something in my car, so they turned around and followed me for a good 10 minutes. Then they pulled me up because I had a panda bear sitting in my front seat, which was my daughter. And they thought it was hilarious.
Oh, like a stuffed toy panda bear.
She had a onesie outfit on.
Hannah from Wagga has called the show. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm so pumped to hear your story. What happened, Hannah?
Okay, so I had moved down to Wagga from Bourke, which is like back of Bourke, 800 Ks northwest. And out there, like, crime is pretty big, and it'd be nothing. I'm a nurse, so I'd be on my way to work and I'd see like a bin on fire. So I moved to Wagga, I was driving down the main street, going to the movies, and there's like an eternal flame that burns in the main street. Anyway, I was like, oh my God, yeah, something's on fire. So I pulled over and I'm on the phone to 000 and I'm like, okay, and they're asking me all the questions. Who do you want? Ambulance, police. And I'm like, hang on, that looks pretty legit. That looks like it's, yeah, I think that's meant to be there. Like, I think it's, I got onto the fireys and I'm like, yeah, I don't know if it's something's on fire or if it's meant to be there. But then ended up being that they didn't come, but ended up being that it's an eternal flame that burns for, like, out of respect.
So I'd have loved to have been them getting the call, though. They would have gone, who is this for?
Yeah, because she's like, what's your emergency? And I'm like, oh, well, it looks legit. Like, it looks like it's meant to be there, but I'm not sure. So maybe you should just send, like, a car down to have a look. I don't
just
know.
Check?
Yeah, just, like, check it out, because I don't know. I don't want, I've just moved here and, like, you know, what's going on?
Oh, Hannah, you're the kind of person that will call the authorities for the Olympic torch relay. You might see
exactly.
Go by and go, whoa, what is that?
But I love how I assessed it. I was like, that looks pretty legit. I think that's meant to be there, but maybe they could just send someone down to have a look, maybe.
Hey, how's this? Okay, so over the holidays, I know the holidays were like, feels like forever ago to be honest.
Last week, yeah. God. It's been a long old week back at work.
Oh, God. Yeah. Has it only been one week? Oh, there you go. That puts things into perspective, doesn't it? Over the holidays, though, I spent some time with my greater family and being my in-laws.
Nice.
So on my side of the fam, it's pretty tight and bright. It's my mum, who is Henry's Yaya, and my brother. That's about it. And then I'm super close to my cousin and his wife.
So how big's Glenn's side? Are they massive?
Huge.
They got a lot going on?
So he's got two brothers who are both married with a ton of kids between them. And he has a younger half-sister who has a lovely boyfriend and we're gunning for a proposal this year.
Oh, at that stage. Gosh.
No pressure.
No pressure.
No pressure, Sam, if you're listening. And then both his parents are remarried. So then there's also like that side of the family as well, which is like super extended. But point being that there's both of the parents. And then there's Glenn's grandparents are alive as well. So that we've got Nana on one side and then Nan and Pop. So there's like, everyone's still around.
Everyone's there.
Yeah, like everyone in my family.
The whole gang's all here.
They're all dead.
Yeah, they're gone.
This is the thing, though, that really annoyed me. And I get along well with all of Glenn's family. We do have a really good time. But there's this one request that keeps popping up from his side of the family and specifically from his parents, so my in-laws. And it is a request that has come up pretty much every time we hang out, which is maybe twice a year because there's a fair bit of distance between us all. So to get us all together in the one room is, you know, it's like a once every 1 or 2 years type scenario.
Yeah, what's the request?
Here's the request that is doing my head in. The request is, Glenn and Maz, can we please have a nice photo of your family? As in, Glenn and myself, Jake and Summer, Glenn's kids, and then our son together, Henry.
Sounds pretty reasonable from the family.
This is the thing that annoys me.
Get together, nice photo.
They have heaps of photos of us, but we're a little bit quirky and we don't stand there with our arms folded looking like the perfect nuclear family because we're a hot mess. So all the photos that they have of our family, like Henry's, you know, like falling out of my arms, Jake's doing bunny ears over Summer's hair, like Glenn's pulling some face, or like there's not one quote unquote nice photo of our family, to the point where the request keeps coming in. We need one nice photo of your family to put on the wall with all of the other nice photos of the families. We're not the family that does the nice family photo.
Have they offered to do that very awkward thing where you go get a professional family photo done? Because I know you go to visit their family. You do the road trip to go visit them. Yeah, where do they live again?
So they're in the Central West. So
Central West.
Parks and Dubbo, the family split between the two places.
So you visit them. Have they said, hey, we'll arrange like a full awkward family photo shoot where you all wear the same thing. No. You all stand there.
No.
We should get that done.
No.
Let's do that.
Absolutely not.
They're super awkward, but how fun.
Do you know the thing that
all
will
together.
Happen? Like, do you know what?
Great.
To be fair, I'm happy to give it a go.
Yeah.
But here's the thing that will happen. Glenn and I don't intentionally like not take a nice photo. It's not that we're, you know, being jerks about it. It's just the way it works out because we're just all a little bit like, we don't just stand still and smile for the camera. It's not what we do. So even if there was a professional and we were all in matching outfits and we looked like S Club 7 times 12, because that's how many people there are, I can guarantee you, like, I'll have an eye closed, or I don't know, Henry will have a poo blowout.
Do you want my honest take on it?
Yeah.
It sounds like you're being jerks to me. Get the damn photo done.
Ready? Gaundy and Maz. The Hit Rank the Show.